we have Amanda Hall sitting here next to me. She is a co-assistant golf professional out here at the Ocean Course. Welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to be here.
So it's just a terrible day out here so far today, isn't it?
It's tough to deal with. It really is. Just the sunshine, the beautiful ocean, a light breeze. It's tough.
Do you ever look out from the golf shop and just want to, like, see the people out there on the beach and just go join them, go for a walk out there a little
I'd
bit?
I'd rather be on the golf course, personally. But, no, the beach is a close second option, so it's great to have both out here and very, very fortunate to stare out into it every day.
So talk a little bit about the Ocean Course out here. When we get Brian on, we're going to talk a little bit more, but you guys were talking about the Kiawa 2.0 that they're calling it.
Yes.
And some of the expansion that's going on out here and some condos and stuff. And where does that stuff fit in kind of where we're sitting at now? Because we're out looking over the 18th green right now.
So right now the driving range, which is right to the left of the clubhouse, if you're staring out at the ocean, and we're going to put those cottages to the left of the driving range, so they're going to line up pretty perfectly right out of the clubhouse and next to the practice facility. I'm very, very excited about all these expansions. The cottages are going to be a great, input to the resort and offer another level of accommodations and, you know, have people feel really close to the property and, really a part of, the Ocean Course and whatnot. But I can't wait to see them. But like you said, at first, structurally, it was hard to visualize, because it's such a, these hallowed grounds are just so beautiful and just kind of untouched and very, natural. And so it was hard to kind of visualize, but I've seen the pictures and they're on our website and they're going to look beautiful. Very, very excited.
Yeah, it really looks like everything's going to fit in. There's a conference center going in, there's a chapel going in. So definitely the wedding vows will pick up
yes.
around here. I think last time we were here, there was actually somebody getting married right on the other side of the clubhouse.
We do host a good bit of weddings out here. We usually do it between the putting green and the 18th green, and it fits in well. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful spot to get married. But I think the chapel is going to be a nice contribution. It's going to offer a little more options, a little more privacy for these wedding guests and whatnot. But it's going to be another great input.
All right, so we're playing the Ocean Course tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. What do we have in store for us?
A lot of fun, a lot of an emotional roller coaster, I would say you're probably in for, but a lot of good things. Definitely more good than bad,
The best thing is there's so many different tee boxes. You can kind of pick your length depending on the conditions. I've played this golf course in November before. I've played it in June. So a little bit different conditions both times, and you just stretch it out depending on how you feel that day.
Exactly. That's the best part about this golf course is that you never really play the same golf course twice. There's a lot of elements to factor in when you're playing out here, the wind, just so many different things. So that's what makes it truly fun. And like you said, we do offer six sets of tee boxes. So, we can really, any type of player, any player level can come out and enjoy this golf course. And that's kind of a common concern that we hear, people hear and know that this is the hardest golf course in America. It's Pete Dye's hardest design. Can I handle this golf course? And the answer is absolutely always. Any player can come out here and enjoy themselves. You just have to play within yourself and choose the right tee box and have fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go the hardest golf course in America. Now, obviously, I've yet to play it in really windy conditions,
mm-hmm.
so I knock on wood, and tomorrow somehow it'll probably blow like 50 miles an hour, but I doubt it. But, I always considered Bethpage Black up in New York one of the hardest golf courses I've ever played, just because of the sheer fact that on that particular golf course, if you hit it in the rough is very tough, a very thick, deep fescue that they have there. And you had to, if you were going to lay up, you had to lay up 50 yards short of the green because their fairways actually stop.
Mm.
And there's rough.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't bounce it up onto the green and that kind of stuff. Here you actually have the option to do that. So that's why I would say that one's probably harder. But this one has its own challenges. I mean, you've got the natural areas. You've got some good water out there. Obviously, you can get the wind blowing off the golf course. The other thing, too, with this golf course is sometimes your sight lines are a little different because there really is no backdrop. There's not a lot of trees out in the golf course. So you don't have a lot of aiming points. You kind of have to make up your own aiming points.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to be creative. That's for sure. The caddies are probably the biggest attribution to the golf course. You've got to listen to your caddy. And if you've never played out here before, the number one thing I'll say, you got to take a caddy. they truly round out the experience. They know what they're talking about. But like you said, going out there by yourself, it can be difficult to maneuver around this golf course with aim points and whatnot and club selection with the wind. So, definitely a huge factor to take those caddies.
It is interesting because I know a lot of our listeners, we do have the Wilmington listeners down at the coast, and but when you're talking about Raleigh and the Charlotte area and the Southern Virginia area, I mean, you're at sea level here. The mm-hmm. ball doesn't go as far. Mm-hmm. As you know, I mean, people in Charlotte kind of forget. Charlotte does have a little bit of elevation to it. Raleigh does have some elevation. Obviously, in Southern Virginia, there is some mountainous territories. Down here at sea level, it's probably a half a club.
For sure. For sure. It's a big adjustment coming down here and playing golf here. You know, if you're, like you said, from almost anywhere else in the country, you know, coming here, you're definitely going to have to make some adjustments with your club selection, so that you couldn't be more spot on with that.
Well, we're going to bring Brian Hunter in. He's the PR director for Kiawah Island Golf Resort. And, Brian, how's it going this morning?
Going well, thank you. I hope y'all are doing well.
We're doing awesome. Amanda and I were just sitting here chatting about the challenges of the ocean course, and we touched a little bit on Kiawah 2.0. Kind of give everybody a little bit more in-depth about what's happening here at Kiawah and the expansion effort that's going on.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be at Kiawah. We have a lot going on. I guess back in March we announced a whole series of transformative projects that are going to be island-wide. We're adding a new 150-room hotel that'll be oceanfront. I guess about a mile and a half as the crow flies down the beach or west of the beach from the sanctuary. It'll be open front, oceanfront. All the rooms will be ocean view. It'll be a little more southern in style than the sanctuary is, rather than balconies like guests will find in the sanctuary. It will have deep porches with comfortable seating areas, but you know, full service. It'll be the same level of luxury and accommodation and amenities as the sanctuary, but a little bit more relaxed in style, a little bit more of a southern beach house kind of a feel. And then I think for golfers, you're there at the ocean course right now, right next to the clubhouse. We're going to build four-bedroom, two-story rental cottages that will be overlooking the driving range and the ocean. We're really expecting those to be extremely popular. And then also, you know, we do a lot of group business, and so we're building a new conference center, and it's going to greatly expand our capacity to host groups, whether it's, you know, incentive travel or meetings, conventions, that sort of thing. And then also, really exciting, the same architect is planning all this, but Robert A.M. Stern out of New York, who's one of the preeminent architects in the world, really, is building a new clubhouse for Cougar Point. We just renovated that course. It reopened back in October, renovated it from top to bottom. Of course, that's a Gary Player course. I had the privilege of driving the course with Gary back after the Masters, and it was fun to hear him reminisce about designing the course, and it was great to hear him talk about how it's really held up over the years. And he really essentially said if he had anything to do over, he wouldn't do it. He said the course is just in that great shape. He was thrilled with the renovations. He had played it earlier in the day. And then also for our villa and luxury home guests, we're building a new villa check-in, and that'll all be in the same area as the new hotel, the new convention center. Well, the advantage of that is it's the first road you really come to once you're inside the gate, and so it'll expedite the check-in process for our villa guests, and it'll be state-of-the-art. And then with the redevelopment of the that whole West Beach area, as we call it, we're closing one of our tennis centers. We have two tennis centers right now, and we're going to consolidate it all at the Roy Barnes Tennis Center. So we're adding 9 new courts there, or 10 new courts there. They'll all be Hartru hydro courts. We're resurfacing all of the existing courts, adding locker room facilities, which is, you know, with showers, full-service locker facilities. The first time we've had locker facilities there. So I know our tennis-playing guests will really be excited about that. And then Night Heron Park, which is sort of the center of all of our recreational activities, we're completely re-envisioning that. We're going to rebuild the nature center, We're going to redo all the dining there. So it's just going to be a completely new and renovated center there that will help facilitate all of our recreational and nature programs, Camp Kiowa for kids. And then we host a lot of weddings. And at the sanctuary, we are building a new chapel that's going to be just phenomenal. So that'll be able to, you know, accommodate weddings if people want to have more of a traditional church chapel type experience. But they will also have kind of non-denominational services there as well. And then we'll be able to host small concerts and that sort of thing. So all of this is going to be wrapped up by 2020 in time for the 2021 PGA Championship. And we're kind of doing it in a phased approach. We've already broken ground and have the foundation and the basement walls in for the clubhouse. And so we feel good. It's an aggressive schedule, but we feel very confident that we'll be able to get everything done in time for May 2021.
Well, Brian, that's awesome. I got a couple minutes left, and Amanda, we talked about the ocean course. Talk about the other courses that are here at Kiowa Island.
We are truly lucky to have this resort, you know, just nestled in this beautiful part of Charleston, and you know, not even 30 miles away from Charleston, South Carolina, to have five beautiful championship golf courses, you know, available to the public. So we've got Cougar Point that we were just talking about. That's our Gary Player design. Probably one of the most favored golf courses by our locals here. It's got so much character. It's so much fun to play. The redesign has been amazing. It didn't change anything really about the golf course. Just did some minor things that needed to be updated. But the golf course itself is just beautiful. So I highly recommend Cougar Point for anybody that's never played it. We have Turtle Point, which is our Jack Nicklaus design, which is our second most difficult behind the ocean course. It's probably one of our second most popular for our out-of-town guests because it is the only other golf course with ocean views. Some of the final holes do go right up along the ocean, so the guests really do love that. It's a beautiful golf course to play, especially during sunset. And then we have Oak Point, which was it's our Clyde Johnson design, and that golf course is truly a pleasure to play. It's going to force you to use every club in your bag to play that golf course. There's a lot of character, a lot of twists and turns, so it's very, very fun to play. It'll definitely keep you on your toes. And then we've got Osprey Point, which is our Tom Fazio design. The Osprey Point was actually voted one of the most player-friendly golf courses for women. We are proud to have that available as an option, but that golf course is probably, it's rated the easiest in terms of playability, just wider landing areas, bigger greens, that type of thing, but super, super fun golf course.